This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a life-transforming teaching titled, How to Have a Successful Fast. Yesterday, he explained that fulfilling our domestic and financial responsibilities are examples of good works which bring glory to God. Today, he speaks about undermining the faith of others. Come along.
Number two motive. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Let's read. Whether therefore you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 32. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles. That word offense is, then number three, is that the church of God. So what does it mean? Paul is talking about giving glory to God. And he says, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense. That means stumbling block. A stumbling block is something that is in the way. You know, sometimes you are walking and there's something in the way and you trip and fall down. Yes, that's a stumbling block. Something made you fall. Then he said, neither to the Jews. The Jews are, of course, all of them were Jews at that time. Not the Gentiles. So we say, Gentiles are people who are not Jewish. Then they said, neither to the church of God. So what does it mean? Basically, I will summarize it in this way. When something is the glory of God, it does not undermine people's faith. Are you understanding me? It does not undermine people's faith in God. Because here, this is what was happening. In those days, all the slaughterhouses were part of temples. So when they slaughtered the meat, they've already prayed some prayers over it to some gods. Then you go and buy the meat. But if you were a Christian, Paul said, you can still go to the slaughterhouse and buy the meat, but you can pray over it. And when you pray over it, your conscience is clear, you can eat it. But he said that if you are actually eating with somebody, and then the person tells you that this meat is from the slaughterhouse, although you are free to eat the meat, if it would let the person's faith in God be undermined for the sake of the person, not you, don't eat the meat so that the person's faith in God will not be undermined. Then he gave that advice. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. That's why he made that comment. So it means that people's faith in God should not be undermined. Now there are several ways that as a Christian, you can take away glory from God by undermining people's faith. I'll give an example. First example is your behavior. David was a king in Israel, and he went and slept with Bathsheba, and they gave birth to a son. And God said to David, because thou hast done this thing, and has blasphemed the name of the Lord, the child that is born of you shall surely die. So God told David, he said, listen, your behavior has taken away glory from me, just because of your behavior. He said, now people are insulting me. People are saying evil things about me because of what you did. And God was very angry with David. Because he felt that what he had done, he had undermined the faith of other people. So you can be free, do you understand me, as a Christian to do certain things. But there are certain things that when you do, you don't bring glory to God. And when you don't bring glory to God, it's, remember, it's one of the principles of answered prayer. Whatever you do, to the glory of God. There is a kind of dressing, it disgraces God. Yes. I mean, You are coming to church. You call yourself a serious Christian, and then you are wearing a bikini that is here. You see, when unbelievers see you, say, I feel up. Rather, you are stirring up things in unbelievers. You see, you are undermining people's faith. When you even come to church, you dress in a very provocative way. People can't focus on the verses. They are focusing on your dressing. You are undermining their faith. It doesn't bring glory to them. Your behavior, it can change it. Yeah. You've gone to a party. Take away, everybody should take one. You've taken four. Then people say, hey, is that the choir leader? You see, you are undermining their faith. Your behavior, it doesn't bring glory to God. So you see, Paul used everyday life. He said, it's not about the church. It's when you are out in the world. He said, and in little things like eating and drinking, very little things, he said, make sure that is to God's glory. Don't undermine people's faith. Example number two, your words. What you say, it doesn't bring glory to God. When people are insulting pastors on Facebook, you join them and you type, yes, they're all thieves. You join them. What are you doing? You are undermining other people's faith. True or not true, but you are a partaker. You know, when Israel was being taken into captivity, Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, we wept when we remember Zion. They were being taken to Babylon, and then they reached a river, and then they made them rest, and they made them sing, and they said they should sing, and they were laughing and teasing them. Now, there was a group called the Edomites, and the Edomites were actually Saul's descendants. And when they saw that God's people were being taken into captivity, they were standing by their side, laughing. Do you know that the Edomites, God destroyed them for that? So sometimes, even when God is punishing somebody, and you stand at their side and laugh and join, after, you come and deal with you too. It's a very dangerous thing. Very dangerous. It's like we are a thief and they are judging us in court. And one man is in the dock and the judge says, you, 2 years in prison and you two are starting, yeah, well, you two are a thief. When the judge finishes and comes to your turn, you will be surprised what he will do to you. You're encouraging them. That's what happened to the 12 spies. God sent 12 spies to go and spy out Canaan. When they came back with an evil report. Numbers 13:27. It says, we came to the land where thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Then the next verse, it says, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The Amalekites dwell in the south, the Hittites, the Jebusites, Amorites, they dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. They said, we cannot, they are too strong. Their words, God brought judgment upon them. So even with our words, I won't go to church. Will you go? You see, even with your words, you are undermining people. I don't feel love in this church. People don't love people. Oh. That church, they don't love people. Oh. They preach, but they don't love. They collect offerings and things, but love, they don't love. You are undermining somebody's faith. Before you realize, the person has a backslid. They don't visit people. That's why, you, who have you visited before you? The people who complain the most, they are the people who do nothing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Very important. Example number three, wrong teaching. It undermines people's faith. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shun profane and vain babblings, they will increase unto more ungodliness. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, whom concerning the truth have erred, saying, the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. When Paul went to Ephesus, he met three wicked people in Ephesus: Hymenaeus, Philetus, and Alexander the coppersmith. He was the one that made Paul go to jail. That's why he said that Alexander the coppersmith, he did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Alexander the coppersmith, he was not into teachings. He was into political things. So he organized the political power centers and they jailed Paul. But Philetus and Hymenaeus, they were like pastors with wrong teachings. They told the people that the resurrection, it happened a long time ago. The people that God wants to resurrect, oh yes, resurrected a long time ago. Right now, there's nothing like that. And Paul said, they overthrew the faith of some. When we give wrong teachings, we don't bring glory to God. Paul said, I have delivered them to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme. So even wrong doctrine, it exposes you to demons. Demonic attacks. Very dangerous. So don't let's give teachings out of our minds, out of our feelings, out of our experiences. Let's give teachings from the word of God. Whether it suits us, it doesn't suit that. That is God's word. Otherwise, you undermine people's faith. For example, you cannot become born again without repenting. It's not possible. The first step in being born again is repenting. But a lot of people have become born again who have not repented. All such people are not born again. It's a wrong teaching. So you can meet people like that, declare they are Christians, some are even pastors. But if you look at them and you look at their lifestyle, there is no difference between them and a non-believer. A false prophet is not detected by his preaching. It's detected by his character. That's how you see a false prophet. But a false prophet has correct preaching, miracles, signs, wonders. The only thing that is not correct is his character. That's all. That's how you see a false prophet. That's why Jesus said, by their fruit, you shall know them. He didn't say by their preacher or teaching. If you follow one, you won't see anything.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when our behavior, our words, and what we teach do not undermine the faith of others, we bring glory to God and He will attend to us when we fast and pray.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Transformed by your message, I heard you preach how to profit from free labor. I was deeply motivated by your message. Since I've been unemployed for some time, I decided to follow your advice and apply to a company for an internship. I was chosen and asked to work immediately. God really bless you for showing us the light. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this podcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.